your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy. Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we're talking about food, TV shows, geek news, movies, superheroes, comic books, and general geek news. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome.
I got my platter. I'm good to go.
We also have Leviticus here with us today.
Hello there!
We just got done recording a little snippet of this episode that we're doing. Emperor Palpatine's
Force Taste Challenge.
Force Taste Challenge. So now Tommy Two Stars is devouring the rest of it. So we're going to go ahead and let that be put in your ears so you can listen to it. Boom! Putting it in your ears right now. Leviticus.
So, I've got a selection of, if my math is correct, is 17 different types of foods. And I am going to be taking my beautiful Mexican hands and feeding both Tom and Matt.
El Picante.
Oh, this is exciting.
Foods. The first one to obviously tell me what food it is. Very distinct description. I want a description. I want to know what it is.
What region it's from. What country.
Gets a point.
No, we just need to say like the word. Like if it's
lollipop.
Like if it's
bang bang tang.
Yes, bang bang shrimp.
Oh, bang, 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 Chinese shrimp. For lollipop. That was my favorite Chinese one.
And for all you people that are listening, Tom Tom and Matt have bandanas on their face.
We are doing the Matt Murdock treatment.
Yes, sir. I think I'm wearing a Macho Man t-shirt, and I think you have my Christmas Kitty shirt.
Meow. Ooh, nice.
And Matt's is purple, like scratching and things. Tom Tom's is green.
So last time we had a little geek versus geek thing. I think I might have won.
Yeah, in our trivia challenge.
Yeah, and I think you might have gotten a little angry during it.
200 pizza roll challenge.
Who won
that one, folks?
You did win that.
That's right.
I did.
So we are 1-1 now.
Levi's delusional.
But if you wanted to count against your trivia, Thanksgiving trivia against Larry,
you
won that too. So
two for one.
But against Matt Man, you're 1-1.
I'm 1-1.
And now you're going to be 2.
I'm going to be 2 still.
What kind of beer do you
want? I'm Tommy 2 wins.
I'm good with whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Levi is whatever. Going to get us some beverages.
You
to
can
wash
pee in
down.
A bottle and cool it down. I have no way to find out that.
It's
my lips.
Tommy 2 Stars just said he wanted to drink Levi's pee.
Because apparently he pees Corona because he's Mexican.
Is your blindfold making you disoriented?
Not really.
No.
Extra points, if you guys tell me what flavor beer it is, you get an extra point.
Oh, we each have the same or different?
Nope, it's different.
I gotta put it in my hand.
All right, here we go. Put it in my hand. Oh, you didn't even open it, you jerk.
Oh, here. Sorry.
Oh. He left the bottle caps on.
I forgot that you guys were blindfolded, okay?
Blinded by the shirt. Light.
So to help Tommy Two Stars out, this is out of the Samuel Adams holiday pack.
Okay.
That's what this is.
Hey guys, this is Leviticus. Throughout this process of Matt and Tom Tom eating and drinking these foods while blindfolded, I'm going to be letting you guys know beforehand what they're going to be eating. So right now, they're about to taste these two beers that I handed them, which Matt Man gets the winter lager, and Tom Tom is getting the holiday porter.
Okay, I'm going to put the beer bottle to my lips.
So this is just a precursor?
I'm smelling it.
This is just a precursor.
It doesn't really count, but ooh. Is this the autumn wheat one? Good, though.
Winter lager is mine.
I don't know what mine is. I'm going to guess.
He is correct. It's a winter lager.
Is mine winter lager too? Said mine was different.
No, it's not.
You want me to taste yours?
Already
did. Yeah, let's see if Matt can get it.
Give me a tell, sir. Help him out. The blind leading the blind.
I am now putting Tommy Two Stars beer to my mouth.
Uh, That's what you get.
Ooh. That's a Boston Lager.
No.
No?
No.
Is it something with wheat in it?
No.
Not even close. Oh.
Is that the red ale?
No.
No, it's not an ale.
It's hoppy, but it's not an IPA because there's not an IPA in that mix.
I don't know.
Did you guys give up?
Is that the Uncle Fez, Old Fezziwigs ale?
No.
No, what is it?
It is the Holiday Porter.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. It tasted very similar to Boston Lager.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Are we ready?
All right, now we're gonna start with food number one.
So now I'm about to give them their first food, which is a Pringle. It's actually a queso flavored Pringle.
Okay.
Okay.
So
if I don't,
I'm
say
gonna
it,
hand these to you
gonna...
guys, and I will tell you,
Levi, you
okay,
have to
I'm,
put
I'm
it in my mouth.
Feeding them to them at
He's
the same time.
Put them in and put it in
okay.
the mouth.
At the okay. At the same time. Here we go. Go.
Pringle.
Yes.
Yeah.
What flavor?
It's sour cream and onion.
No.
Pizza Pringles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's pizza.
It barely tastes like pizza.
Different.
It's spicy. It's like buffalo. No, it's not buffalo, but it's spicy.
Oh, that is spicy.
Think of me.
Queso. Is that the queso one?
Queso? Why
chili
queso
con queso.
Chili con queso.
Boom.
That just
okay.
spicy with cheese.
Are we ready for food
it
number two?
Do we have something to keep score? Are you writing down on something?
No.
Just doing our brains? Okay. 1-0, Matt. Okay.
Yeah. Just keep it to yourself.
He could be tattooing himself.
Cleanse my palate.
Okay. We ready?
Okay.
Order. Here we go.
This next food is turkey jerky.
Beef jerky. But teriyaki style. No. Well, he didn't say it was correct.
No, it's not correct. This one's going to be tough.
Huh.
It's chewy like beef jerky.
It is a type of jerky. But it is not.
Is it
deer,
venison
deer jerky?
Jerky?
No.
Turkey jerky?
Yes. Turkey jerky.
Let's see if we can get the flavor here. Blackened?
Oh, man.
Actually, I threw away the bag. I don't know the flavor.
Turkey jerky.
No. It is turkey jerky. I don't think there was a necessary flavor.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. But all right, sweet. 1-1.
1-1.
Oh, man. That was good, Tommy. I'm impressed.
I like putting jerky in my mouth.
I've heard you like putting lots of things in your mouth. All
right.
Good jest.
So it is 1-1. 67
pizza rolls.
It is 1-1. Here we go.
I appreciate it. More than 67.
This next food they're going to be eating is cantaloupe.
Ready?
Put it in my mouth.
This is big. This is big.
Oh. Ooh. More.
Cantaloupe.
More yep. More. I hate cantaloupe. Oh, did somebody tell you I hate cantaloupe?
No.
Somebody goes, oh my god, I hate cantaloupe.
Do you need a bag?
No, I hate cantaloupe. Oh, it's the worst kind of cantaloupe. It's the orange one.
Sabotage.
I didn't know that you did not like cantaloupe.
If there's circus peanuts in this, we're done.
I'm walking away.
Oh.
Give him a circus peanut.
There's
I'll
only
I'll
like
win.
Those
win.
Are the only two foods that I just don't like.
Well, I grew up on cantaloupe. I love.
I like honeydew, the green one.
I've always wanted to do the thing where you like cut a hole in a cantaloupe or a watermelon, just pour vodka in it, let it soak.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I know, right? Shit, like churn it up a little bit and then pour it back out like a glass.
They do that with watermelon too, where you can drill into it and then put liquor. Oh, excuse me. And put liquor into it, too?
Yeah, I saw that. Thought. I want to do
it. So it's 2-1 now? You're winning?
Yep. That's currently winning. 2 out of 17. Well, I don't know how to do it. I think it was 3 so far. So 15 left.
That was quick. I'll edit that.
14 left.
Okay. I'm going to need to get you guys a napkin. So let me get right back.
After the cantaloupe, which was the juicy fruit.
So, do you have any foods like that that you just don't like
don't
the taste
like
of?
Broccoli.
Really? I love broccoli.
I hate broccoli.
Ah! Somebody just came and like, gave me a wet willy. Oh, that was nice, Time of Two Stars.
Alright, grab your napkins here. There's yours.
2-1.
Lobster it up, right here in the bibbing it up.
This next delicious item was a cactus pear.
Oh, lobster?
Bibbity bibbity.
I'll freak out if we're putting lobster in my mouth right now.
Hey, you never know. Okay.
Put that big red thing in my mouth.
So, this has an outer skin.
Okay,
do not eat the skin. I don't think you can eat the skin.
Palate testing.
Okay,
I'm going to beat you up.
Don't eat it yet.
You're going down. Ooh, yeah.
All right, here. Here. No.
Pineapple.
Here, you got to take it in your hand.
Oh, I was opening my mouth.
I already know what it is. Pineapple.
Taste. Go. Taste.
Mango? No.
Ooh. It's not kiwi.
It's star fruit? No. That's more stringy.
Dragon fruit?
It is not dragon fruit. It is not star fruit.
So a lot of seeds in this bad boy.
I don't know if you guys are going to get this.
I don't think so.
Passion fruit?
Nope.
No.
Is it good?
I don't know if I've ever had this kind of fruit.
Is it good?
Can we eat the skin?
I don't know.
Is this a...
So don't.
The papaya?
No.
Is it,
Actually feel the skin.
It's very seedy.
I'm trying to. It's got, like, ridges to it. Is it agave?
No.
Yeah, I got a seed in my tooth.
Is it not pomegranate?
No.
No, oh, it's not pomegranate.
Because it's, like, little berries.
I love pomegranates. It's good.
This is
not something you would eat every day.
Obviously not.
Can you even get it from Publix?
Yes, this is where I got it from, is Publix.
Can I get some spit the seeds out?
Here, your napkin.
You can put them in my mouth. Another napkin. You know, spit them in my mouth? I have no clue.
All right, you guys give up?
Yeah.
I raise the white flag.
Cactus pear.
Ah, okay.
Cactus pear.
I've never had cactus pear.
Neither have
I, so. I don't think I would eat it again.
Nice to try new things.
It's not bad, it just doesn't taste like much.
Can you, here.
We got a garbage can or something?
Yeah, put it in the puke bag. Here.
No, we don't want to mix it together. That's gross.
Tom right here. That didn't do anything.
Since we named this Emperor Palpatine, you've got to like do some Emperor Palpatine like impersonations during it.
That fruit was not good. It wasn't bad, but it's just right. It was kind of bland. The force was not strong.
It tastes cactusy.
Does it?
Yeah.
Your lack of fruit knowledge is yours.
See something here?
All right. Yep. I think that was my least favorite. I mean, no, the cantaloupe was awful.
I love cantaloupe.
I was...
Porter! There you are. Something stabbed me. There's like... I feel like I have splinters from the dag up there.
You know what's great, though, is like the winter lager, that cactus pear brought out the... chocolatey notes Dagum of the winter lager.
By the cactus pear.
Try that. It's more chocolatey now. It's got some nutty cocoa notes now to it.
Yeah, I can taste that.
Nice, right?
I got a splinter in my finger.
Oh, how'd you get a splinter in your
from
finger?
The cactus pear.
There's a cat. No, there shouldn't be.
Well, something's poking me. Something poked me in the lip while I was eating.
It's your brain. Okay, here we go. Ready?
What is... Okay, what? It's 2-1 then, right?
2-1.
We're not counting 2-1. That one.
Yeah, nobody got anything that
time.
Okay,
ready?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Next on the list, we have summer sausage.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Oh. Summer sausage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's...
2-2.
2-2.
2-2.
Oh.
What do you another one, dude?
Yeah. Oh, Larry.
Okay, now we are going with a spoon.
Okay, now face, two.
Okay. So,
summer sausage, 2-2, boom, in your face, time to sir.
You know what always made me laugh every time I listen to that podcast? When you're like, in your face, Tommy. Just the way you said it always cracked me up.
All right. Get your mouths ready.
My mouth is ready.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
I had to throw in something nasty, so I threw in some horseradish.
Are you spoon feeding us?
Open your mouth! Put it in! What is that?
Is this cocktail sauce?
It's wasabi.
No, not wasabi.
It tastes like
it's horseradish.
Sauce. Oh, horseradish sauce, yeah.
Oh.
It's messed up, bro.
Oh.
I
love horseradish.
That's what this is.
Luckily, it's kind of mild.
I love horseradish, but that was just, I was not expecting it. Boom!
In your face, Tommy!
So what is it? 3-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I want some oysters.
Mm. Oh, crap. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had horseradish sauce, too.
What?
I might lose this. It's not bad. I always knew it was too intense when I was younger because I tried it, but it was too strong for me to actually...
I think that is one thing I have over you, is I think I've probably eaten more varieties of food than you have.
Yeah, you're right.
I am a lot older than you, though.
Not a lot. You're like 6 years older than me.
I also have a 13-year-old kid, so... Uh-huh. That adds another 10 on.
You win?
14. 14.
What?
It just adds age and gray hair.
Maybe maturity, but it doesn't add numerical numbers to you.
It should.
It should. He loves you.
Okay.
Apparently you called
us. Ready? We gotta open our mouths?
No, you gotta take it in your hand.
Okay.
It's a shot glass.
Oh.
Okay.
Is this liquor?
I don't know. Is it? Ready?
No. Are we doing a shot or are we sipping this?
You're taking a shot. Or, well, you can sip it. Ready? Go.
This next one was liquid, and I gave them hazelnut creamer.
Oh, it's like a...
coconut.
Yeah. It's like a
cream. It's like coconut creamer.
Like a Boston... like almost like Bailey's.
Not coconut.
It's not coconut?
Can I get another one?
No. It's good kind of.
Almond joy.
Liquid almond joy?
No.
Vanilla creamer. Half and half. That's obviously not...
Oh, Mounds.
No.
I'm just going to name some.
No.
That's a candy bar.
I know, but you
just drank
those creamers.
Mm.
I don't know.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut creamer?
Yeah. Oh, I just should have just kept naming off random creamers. I went French vanilla.
French vanilla.
Okay. Order.
Ah, baby.
Right, still 3-2.
3-2.
Okay, you ready?
For hands or mouth.
Open your mouths.
And, of course, had to throw in something simple that everybody knew, which was bologna.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Tom got it.
Oh, I hate bologna.
I love bologna.
You hate bologna?
No, I don't hate bologna.
I was about to say, that is bologna.
When I was a kid, I hated bologna. Mm. I'm not going to eat the whole piece of bologna now. You want my bologna, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Put my bologna in your mouth.
Some of this I know. I should have been more prepared and wrote what I got.
Is this your toe?
So what is that? 3-3?
Yeah.
Boom! And your face made it.
It was 3-3, now it's 3-3.
Alright.
Now this...
This next delicious meat was prosciutto.
This is,
Go for it.
This is prosciutto. I can feel it in my hand.
Okay.
Who said it first?
Tom. Oh, the receipt!
Is that what it is, prosciutto?
Yes.
I could tell just by feeling it in my hand.
Yeah, it is.
Damn.
Put my long piece of prosciutto in your hand. I swear that cactus pear just prickled me.
What is this? It's my phone.
I
love prosciutto. Have you ever had prosciutto, Leviticus?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I love it.
I just couldn't remember what it was.
Fat Point has a... That's one of the toppings.
You spared no expense because... prosciutto is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Mm, good. I want more prosciutto.
There's more once we're done.
All right,
sweet. All right, you guys ready? Open up your
mouth. Were we going to say about Fat Point?
Oh, hang on. Oh, so the little wheels of cheese, Swiss cheese. A mozzarella cheese.
Right, yeah, mozzarella.
The little bluebell cheese thing.
Yeah.
Can I have the wax too? No, I don't want to eat the wax. I'm not a goat. Contrary to popular belief.
It's a lot of cheese, hold on.
Yeah, we're still going. Give me a second. One of the toppings you can get on your pizza is that Fat Point is prosciutto. And that was,
oh, really?
That was one of the things you like to get.
This is good mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Beepity bobbity, I feel like I'm Italian now.
I'm speaking Italian. Beepity bobbity boopy.
Peter. Just could hear a mustache.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Beepity boopity.
Alright, you guys ready for the next one?
Yes. Wait, hang on. Let me pour her up in my mouth. I got a palate.
Put it in my mouth.
And the next item was honey buns.
Actually, here, take them out of the freaking packages and do it yourself. They're already open.
Honey buns.
Tom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so fair.
That isn't fair.
Oh, did you give it to me first?
Well, no, I gave it to both of you at the same time, but...
I know what it's honey buns.
This is a palate tasting, not a in your hand tasting.
Right, you can't call
well,
it
Well, don't
out.
Give us textured foods.
Well, it's good honey buns.
You had the same sensation. Are you numb on your fingertips?
Yeah, but you put it in your mouth first.
I just feel like he would have said it as soon as he, like... I don't even know when he would have put it in his mouth.
He's enjoying
it. I can't see.
I'm enjoying the honey bun
yeah,
now.
He's enjoying it.
All right, what is that? 5-3?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, just put the rest in our mouth.
Okay.
No more in the hand.
Okay, ready?
No.
Hold on, I still got honey bun.
We still got honey bun, bro.
This one's coming in on a spoon.
Okay.
You better put it in his mouth. He's going to punch me. I think I touched something again.
Okay.
Tom's not ready.
Oh. I'm just hanging out with my mouth open.
Yeah. Hold your mouth.
Hold my mouth.
Hold your tongue, boy. Your lack of patience is disturbing. Take it.
Okay.
You want this.
You ready?
Alright.
Okay. Here it comes.
So for those of you who follow us on the tweets and the Facebooks, this is a pumpkin spice spread, which, again, if you followed us, you would have noticed how Matt had released a video for hashtag pumpkin spice no more. So I just thought it'd be funny to fool around with them and actually make them eat pumpkin spice spread.
Yeah,
I ran out of it.
Peanut butter?
No. It's not. I don't know.
I'm gonna kick myself.
It's not Nutella.
No, it's not.
What?
Nutella.
What's the flavor?
I don't know.
You can't tell.
It's kind of fruity.
Yeah.
Do you guys want another bite?
Yeah.
You do.
It was kind of gross, though.
I wish it had a texture.
Okay, here comes another bite.
It's very soft, people. Chewy, like... It has a texture of peanut butter.
I feel like it's got, like, a banana-y taste to it.
Yeah, I can see banana.
No cheating.
Oh, she's gone anyway. I thought she was still next to me. I was like,
"Where are you, my child? I've lost my child. I've lost my girl."
So, are you guys ready to find out what this is?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, I just killed Matt.
It is
banana. It's baby food.
No,
it's not baby food.
Baby food is softer than
it
that.
It is pumpkin spice. Spread!
Ah! My mouth!
What is happening? We've been tricked!
50 habits! You tricks us!
Tricks and Mexicans!
Oh, man! Oh!
Oh, okay.
It didn't taste like anything. All right.
Betrayal!
Alright, here
that
we go.
That wasn't even close to pumpkin.
You guys cannot hold these in your hands.
It was very banana-y.
And where's your napkin at, Matt? Do you have a napkin still?
I don't know. I think Larry took my napkin.
Here, use
this
napkin.
One possibly will be messy.
Okay, ready?
Alright, put this in her mouth.
Okay, you have to take a bite out of it and don't bite my...
Like an apple?
Don't bite my finger.
Okay.
The next food was a tomato.
Mango. No. Tomato.
Yep.
I got it, too.
Gross.
You don't like tomatoes?
I like tomatoes, but not just by itself.
Was it 6'3"?
I think it's 6'3".
Yeah. 6'3". Wow.
Mmm. That was a good tomato.
Man.
You don't like... I love tomatoes. Put some salt on that bad boy?
Maybe. I like ketchup and tomato juice. But, like, a tomato by itself, I can't, like...
I could just eat tomatoes by itself all day.
Like, if I have a salad, I'll eat the tomatoes first just so I can have the nicer flavors.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the tomato by itself, it just doesn't seem right.
Huh.
How is it a fruit? I feel cheated. It's not even sweet. I need more porter to fix that bad boy.
Alright, put the porter in your mouth. I think Leviticus left us.
I'm still here.
At least you're already home.
Just figuring things out. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know how I'm going to drive home with this.
So.
I thought I was going to take this off the contest.
This
blindfold is hot.
Oh boy.
This is going to be messy. Hold on.
So hot right now.
I will figure something out.
It's getting hot in here.
So take off blindfold. Okay.
I'm getting so hot. I'm going to take my blindfold off. That was awful.
Yeah, it was horrible.
We should just
too many dang syllables.
With a little bit of and a little bit of
Have you ever done something like this before?
No.
No.
We did actually. There was like when I was in middle school, we did this like youth group activity where we just like they passed us bags and we blindfolded grab into the bag and eat it. We had to stop doing it because there was, like, one of the bags of, like, raw onions in it and started to make people
this
feel
This is
nauseous.
Not fun for me, just so you guys know.
Oh boy.
Okay.
You get to suffer like us, eating us tomatoes.
Why? Why is it not fun for you?
Why is
The next item was slimy and smelly, and it was sardines.
Are you, like, putting it on your boobs right now?
I'm not.
You're putting this
off.
Food on your chest, aren't you?
It's hairy. Why is it so hairy?
You guys are going to have to lick it off.
Gross.
Lick it off your finger? I don't know what I'm doing. Let's have
what are we doing? Are we opening our mouth?
Yeah, open up your mouth.
Okay.
Actually, tilt your head back a little bit.
Oh, God.
Back further, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
But you can't go back farther?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh. What is that? It's a tuna fish.
Salmon or tuna fish?
A chew fish.
I said both before you did it. I don't care.
It's sardines.
Yep. Oh. I got it.
It's good though. Sardines.
It's so greasy. Hopefully I didn't get it all over everything.
Yes!
There's smudges all over
the house. 5-4.
Okay.
6-4.
This is the final. The final taste.
What?
This is it, right?
That's
here.
It?
Nope, you can't win.
This last one.
We need to get something from my pantry so I can win. Okay.
Well, to be all fair, he got a bonus point for the beer.
So ah!
5-6.
Okay, so we can tie.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
And then I guess we just...
Open your mouths. It's a spoon.
Oh.
This next item is wasabi.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is wasabi. No, this is...
Tom got it. Wasabi.
Wasabi like sauce.
This is really weak wasabi, because I feel like every time I eat it, it's like kicked.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a sauce.
Kicked in the
says
face.
It's wasabi, so...
Oh, man. All right. So, good job, Tommy Two Stars. What was that? 8-5?
8-5. 8-6. Yeah, 8-5.
Talk about a lot of freaking work.
Good job, Leviticus. Thank you, sir.
You put manly in manservant.
Look at that platter. Look at that platter.
Can I look?
8-6. Oh. 8-5.
I feel like all my senses were stronger because I was blindfolded.
I know, right? Good job, man. I'm proud of you.
You didn't even finish your honey bun.
You beat me. I did not finish my honey bun.
Watch out, that bad boy. Damn.
Alright, and we're back. I hope you enjoyed the... food Emperor Palatine's
Emperor Palatine
Forest Food Challenge. Tommy Two Stars won, as you know now. I am embarrassed and ashamed, and I'm going to Harry Carey myself now.
Harry Carey? The Chicago Cubs announcer.
Isn't that what they call it, the Japanese thing?
Harry Curry.
Oh!
Hi! You think it's great? I don't want to live this life any longer. Comes loose.
Hey, if Moon was a pizza.
If the
the moo was made of cheese, would you eat it? Answer the question. It was moo that made of cheese, would you eat it? Maybe.
I'm going to hair care of myself.
That's the best way to die. Right?
What was the final score? It was 8-5. 8-5. What was the best thing you think you ate in that little thing there?
The prosciutto?
Yeah, the prosciutto was good. As soon as it got in my hands, I was like, boom, this is prosciutto.
What were you guys surprised of?
What was it?
I was impressed that you picked the cactus pear thing.
Yeah, that
was pretty interesting.
The pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin spice marshmallow fluff.
I did that on purpose.
Of course. Hashtag pumpkin spice never more Leviticus.
How dare you?
That was a little weird.
The fans would get a kick out of that.
It tasted banana-y.
It didn't taste like pumpkin
spice.
Well,
you were calling it banana nut bread.
He's right, though. It didn't taste like pumpkin spice, in my opinion, either.
It was weird.
They're immune to the spice of pumpkin.
We are immune
to it. We have
immune
to it so long.
The horseradish was a little, like, at first, like, whoa!
You
put that in our mouth.
Got kicked in the face by a horse.
And surprisingly,
radish.
The wasabi didn't give that good of a kick.
I was just like,
well, you guys were already prepared for it, too.
Yeah.
Because you guys thought that the horseradish
was wasabi. At first,
scared me. I was afraid my tongue was going to melt right out of my mouth.
I was impressed with your palate, Time of Two Stars.
And by the way, he's almost devoured the whole palate.
Yeah, he's just eating the rest of the platter of food. He's putting it on his mouth.
Just put it in my mouth.
The cantaloupe. I'm surprised nobody told you that I don't like cantaloupe.
No, I didn't.
The only food that I like less than cantaloupe is circus peanuts. Like, they're just styrofoamy and gross.
I don't hate circus peanuts.
Sorry. That took a little bit.
That is horseradish.
How do you like them, though? Are you eating horseradish by your finger?
He's eating the fluff.
He's eating the fluff with his finger right now.
How else do you do it?
Would you like a spoon?
No.
Would you like
me to put... his spoon?
Never mind.
That's not fluff. It's like an awkward pause. Did I get it?
Honey buns. I'll need a honey bun right now.
There's more if you want it.
Thank you for joining us. We'll put that under the category of food, glorious food. Thank you for joining us for our food, glorious food section.
Turkey and sardines.
I've been wanting to talk about this for a week now.
We're geek news.
So, geek news.
My mouth is so full, I can't even chew this one. I'm going to try it anyway.
Last week, we recorded at Shamrock Comics. If you don't know, Time of Two Stars, that's almost our most listened to episode of all time
really?
So far.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. So, shout out to Jason and Brandon. Thanks for letting us come to the comic book store and talk and have fun with you guys. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again sometime.
Such glory.
Yes, it was great. but after we got done, I went home and I saw that the Batman v Superman trailer had been released. A couple hours later, and I watched it. And I had mixed feelings during this trailer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have not watched the trailer yet, shame on you.
Not the teaser, the actual trailer.
The actual brand new trailer that came out last week. If you haven't watched it yet, shame on you. Go watch it right now and then come back.
We're not waiting. You better do it now.
The internet had blew up. A lot of people were upset about some things that happened, stuff like that. So what for you guys... overall, what is your opinion of the trailer? I dive into more details of it.
Okay.
But overall, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, after watching it, it's not like I don't want to watch it anymore, but I kind of just like was like, well, huh. I was a little puzzled. It's like, I still want to see it, but I feel like it just kind of, now it's not as like as pumped as I was about it before.
I agree. I feel that way too. How about you, Leviticus?
And I think the reason why you feel that way, kind of the same thing for me. The way it was for everybody was how hyped the battle was between Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
So then they completely shifted this whole trailer to where it was mainly about how they're teaming up.
And all the other people.
Right. So it's just like, it kind of feels like to me, and I'm sure other people, like, okay, well, the plot's gone.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Batman.
Like, we know the plot.
It's Batman.
Which, as we kind of did before, too, but it's just like, my whole thing was I wanted to feel that this was this big, huge battle between Batman and Superman. Everything else is put to the side.
That's all people care about.
Right. Yeah. That's what the hype is. And now that they've done this, obviously, yes, I'm still going to watch the movie. I still have good feelings that it's going to be a great movie. I think it's going to be good, but the hype's gone, kind of.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they did that. And I don't think that's probably my biggest problem, too, is they gave way too much away.
Way too much.
I think the perfect thing they had going for them is people, you just didn't know what was going to happen, how they're fighting, if they're going to be teaming up. And then basically, the scene that you're talking about, Leviticus, is the scene at the end where Doomsday slides, what we think is Doomsday, slides down the building, lands, and then Batman, and then Wonder Woman comes, blocks his rays of the shield. And then Batman and Superman are being, like, chummy and talking.
Right.
And all the whole rest of the trailer, it's all this venom being spewed. And what's the word that the kids use nowadays?
Venom.
Heat flame? Is that what it's flame? Like, mad flame? I don't know. throwing heat down, right? And so
Matt's got his pulse, his finger right on the pulse. That's what you say nowadays.
It's the bee's knees. Is that what they say?
Harry Carey's. And, you know, everybody's excited about that, and then they're just like, oh, now they're buddies. And they ruined it.
It just, I wanted that hype. Especially since I'm a fan of the graphic novel.
Yeah.
Especially, which I knew that they weren't going to go completely based off the graphic novel, but...
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like what happened with Age of Ultron. That seemed like, when actually watching it, it almost like was like Avengers 2 featuring Ultron. Like, there's so much going on. Ultron, eventually, towards the end of the movie, he was just like in the back burner. Like,
yeah, you
didn't we forgot Ultron. Ultron doing crap.
The week of Ultron.
Yeah.
Huh, I forgot about Ultron.
Yeah. And you're right, though, because now it's like, they're taking Superman vs. Batman. They could do just a movie where that's all they do. But now they're having to throw Wonder Woman in it, Doomsday's in it,
which
Lex Luthor
is
in it. So it's like Superman v. Batman v. Wonder Woman v.
Right.
Lex Luthor v. Doomsday. It's like,
which,
whoa.
Again, it goes back to my whole thought process before they even released this trailer was, Wonder Woman's going to make an appearance.
Yeah.
Great. Which we didn't know Doomsday was going to be it till now.
Yeah. Right.
Or at least I didn't know
either.
Till now. And Lex Luthor is going to make an appearance. Great.
Nobody,
they should have left it at that.
Yeah. Nobody knew that Doomsday was going to be in it. There was theories. People thought there was theories, rumors, but nobody knew for sure. You're right. They should have totally left it at that. Like, they should have done that. Like, I'm tired of Hollywood where they do 7 different trailers.
Yeah.
Like perfect example of Star Wars. Now they've got like what, 3 different trailers out. They've got all these TV spots. It's like all I need is that one, the 2 trailers. Do the one teaser, like, kind of trailer, and then do a full trailer after.
I feel like I've already seen the movie.
Like,
almost, yeah.
And I was so excited when the Star Wars trailer first came out. I'm like, oh, this is great. Star Wars is still doing a pretty decent job where they're not giving a whole bunch away. But, like, this Batman Superman movie, I just feel like they gave all the shots.
Yeah.
They gave Wonder Woman's hero shot away.
Yeah. You know what I think would be, like,
a
great media thing that they did for one movie? You guys remember the movie Cloverfield?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so basically, it's just like a giant alien just like takes over New York. But the way they set it up, like all the trailers leading up to the movie, you had no idea what it was about. All you see was these like scattered shots of things going on. So you had no idea that it was a giant alien. Nobody really knew until they got to the movie and started watching it.
Right.
They don't seem to do that anymore. They seem like always give away the good stuff. Boom. Bam. Boom. Look at this. Boom. It's just
so
stupid nowadays.
Yeah, it is dumb. I agree. And the Batman v Superman trailer, that's the biggest problem I had with it. What did you guys think about Wonder Woman's little hero shot she did? Did you...
pretty cool.
It was okay.
It's kind of what we've seen already, right?
Yeah,
same kind of thing.
Again, I wish they didn't show it.
Yeah.
Just left it out.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not as excited.
Yeah.
So, I think the most controversial thing of the trailer, and that a lot of people are freaking out about, I actually got in a little bit of an, Facebook, comment thread argument with some people about, Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
A lot of people are upset. Jesse Eisenberg plays Lex Luthor. He is going a little hard. He's throwing a little bit of eccentricness into the character. A lot of people are saying Joker or Riddler-esque. And people are upset because Lex is normally laid back, calm, suave,
cold,
businessman, cold, calculating, right? But something to note that I didn't even know, but that I found out through research, he's not playing actual Lex Luthor. He's playing Lex Luthor's son. Supposedly Lex Luthor died in 2001, so this is Lex Luthor Jr. That's who he's technically playing.
So he's playing like the cocky rich kid whose father was, and he's like all that self-entitled stuff.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But he tries to impersonate his father, obviously, didn't they show a shot of his head shaped?
In the original picture that came out of him as Lox, he was bald.
Do you think they're going to explain that?
I don't know if they were trying to just throw us off. Or what they were trying to do. Because that's before they released that he was Lex Luthor Jr. I thought it was cool. Like, I really dug the scene where... my favorite scene of the trailer was... Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent talking.
Their little debate.
And then Lex comes up and he's like, oh! And he's all like, Clark Kent! And then... Bruce goes, Lex. Like, just off shoot, just like, Lex. And it was like, oh my gosh! He's like, oh, he knows who he is, and like, But,
Well, they're Wayne Corp and Lex Corp are like, or Wayne Tech Enterprises and Lex Corp are like two competing entities, so of course he knows who they are.
It was cool. What was your favorite part of the trailer, Time of Two Stars?
I just liked the suit. Like, that's the one thing I loved in the comic book, which was the suit that Batman built so he could actually fight
Superman.
All the big
mechanic suit,
So to actually see that was pretty
really
cool.
Did you like the voice modulator that
Batman
has? That's kind of
cool, but,
this? Beat this voice?
I think so, for sure. I hate that voice.
Where's Lex Luthor?
That's one thing I could not stand about those three movies was his voice.
Where are they?
What was your favorite part, Leviticus?
I liked the suit. I think it's awesome. Especially since I've read the novel as well. It would have to be that scene where Superman asks who Bruce Wayne is.
Yeah,
I thought
Clark
that
asked.
Was really, really interesting. Because they obviously haven't met yet. Or at least, as we know, Superman doesn't know who he is, but we'll see if Batman already knows and...
Yeah. That who Clark Kent is?
Right.
Yeah. You weren't a little bit bothered by the fact that Clark Kent is supposed to be a reporter for Metropolis in the paper and Daily Planet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know who the... richest man in the world is.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
That kind of bugged me a little bit. I liked it. I thought it was cool. Like, he was playing... And maybe he was just being dorky Clark Kent and trying to play it up of the dork
thing. Maybe.
Like, which...
I can't think of his name right now. Reeves.
Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves. I almost called him Keanu Reeves. Christopher Reeves played up. When he did you see the original Superman movies?
I saw the
first one. Long time ago.
That's the thing Christopher Reeves did best is play Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Like a bumbling buffoon, falling down, like stuttering. Like he played Clark perfect. And I don't know if that's one thing that, what's his cat's name? I can't think of his name right now.
This cat.
The guy who plays Superman.
This dude. I don't know. I can't remember either.
I know. Take away my geek card. I'm not good with that kind of stuff.
This over here, cat man. Yeah. Over here.
Tommy's just making fun of me all night now.
No.
The shtick.
That was Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, thanks.
He's not approving of your catchphrases.
So overall, I'm excited. I'm still gonna go watch the movie. You still gonna watch the movie?
I wanna ask this though. Did you guys notice at the end of the trailer when it was like it was Superman, Wonder Woman, and then Batman? Did you notice one thing?
What?
That's really out of character for Batman.
Had a gun.
Yeah, he had a gun. He was holding an assault rifle. Like,
was it an assault rifle?
What?
Or is it like a sonic emitter or
something? It could have been some sort of bat tactical gun.
I don't think it's a gun. I think that it's something
suspicious
to do with... I don't know. I almost don't want to say.
Yeah.
I almost don't want to... Because...
Well, a lot of... If you call man, a lot of things were out of character. He was cussing. Like, he almost said shit. He called Superman a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of stuff that was a little out of character.
By the way, it's Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
Who plays Superman.
It was. Have you guys read Cacophony or Winding Gyre?
No.
That is Kevin Smith's take on Batman. Mm-hmm. And it was almost very similar to that, like, Batman, like, gruff and cussing and just edgy and doing things that he normally wouldn't do.
Well, I mean, maybe he's playing that, you know, obviously it seems like he's playing that cockiness, which they've just taken to another level.
Yeah.
Alright, so, more geek news, just another trailer, Ninja Turtles 2. Out of the Shadows is the subtitle name. Yeah.
Which has got your brain going.
It does have my brain, for sure.
Did you play the Ninja Turtles video game that came out 2 years ago called Out of the Shadows?
No.
That was a pretty
fun game. It looked a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
Was it? I don't think I played it.
It's really good. I like it's not a disc, it's a arcade. But we'll play it.
Alright, so most notable things out of that, Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
How awesome did they look?
They look sweet.
Yeah,
they look perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Bebop is played by Sheamus. I don't know if you guys know who Sheamus is. Sheamus is a WWE superstar.
Do you mean Rocksteady?
I'm pretty sure it's Bebop. Bebop is not the black one, he's the other one.
No, Bebop's the Warthog. Rocksteady's the Rhino.
No, it's the other way around.
Is it?
Producer!
Gosh!
Let's make it 2-2, if I'm right.
Heck no, you lost. Just be an honorable loser.
Oh.
Alright. I love you.
Tommy Two Stars is right. I'm wrong. Thank you.
And it's now 10-5.
Sheamus plays Rocksteady.
And Gary Anthony
Williams
plays Bebop.
Yes. Sheamus is a WWE superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Ireland.
Yep.
Big, super white dude.
Ginger.
Ginger. Was a former WWE champion. He plays Rocksteady, which... pretty cool.
You can play a street thug, which is kind of what they were. They were just street thugs that they mutated.
How about when Rocksteady comes out and the big tank at the end?
Oh, that was
that
pretty
was
awesome.
Awesome.
They just came out of the water. I was like, what the? And then they're just like hanging out. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And they're like, my favorite part is when he like goes on all fours and it's like he's chasing April and starts flipping cars. Dude, that was awesome.
That's sweet. Super good call on them putting Bebop and Rocksteady.
Also, the turtle van is back.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
Cool.
It looks super cool.
And did you
cool.
notice what it was made out of?
A dump truck.
Yeah.
And they were garbage shooting truck. The man covers.
Dude, that was sick. I saw that. I was at work today, and I literally was like, oh!
Yeah, it was so good.
Fell over my coworkers.
A couple other things to note. Spaceships coming out of the sky.
Woo!
Big. I don't know about anybody else, but as soon as those came out, I was like, Krang!
Krang's coming,
like,
man.
Like, that's totally what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was that what you were thinking,
too?
That's what
I was thinking. But see, unlike the Batman trailer, they didn't show Krang, so we don't know what that was. It could be anything.
Oh, I hope it's Krang.
I hope it is so bad.
I'm going to be so disappointed if it wasn't Krang.
Oh, man.
I think that Krang is almost just as big a villain in Ninja Turtles as Shredder.
He is, because in the TV show, he supplied Shredder with all his gadgets and the Foot Clan and stuff. Without
Krang. I myself am tired of seeing Shredder in Ninja Turtle movies. Like, I know they kind of... Did they show Shredder in this trailer?
Yeah.
They did.
I think he was the guy who had the little tractable claws.
So, Casey Jones?
Casey Jones!
Casey Jones. Casey
Did you notice Jones. Who was playing Casey Jones?
Yeah.
Stephen Another Amell. Famous superhero.
Arrow. Yep. Stephen Amell.
Which,
yep.
I like him. I do. I think he did... I know you haven't really watched it that much, but I thought he did amazing in Arrow.
I've seen the one episode,
but,
and I've seen some clips.
I mean, based off of, I mean, if you look at the first Ninja Turtle movie, how that Casey Jones was, I'm interested to see how they portray Casey Jones.
Casey Jones is perfect in the original
movie. Oh yeah, he was awesome.
I like that guy who played
the actor. He was perfect.
So.
This is going away from the original Casey Jones. It's going to be something
probably
a little bit different.
Well, and did you notice he took off his mask, like, right away?
Yeah, he didn't have any long hair or anything.
No.
Well, at least he had, like, the hockey mask and the hockey stick and all the, like, different sports equipment. He didn't change that, luckily.
No.
Yeah.
But he did look awesome. The tricks that he was pulling off
looked
and
cool.
Everything.
He was,
really
was fighting
cool.
with the hockey puck was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I cringed when Megan Fox is running and tied her shirt. Up into
she was like walking.
Yeah. And it was like, why'd you have to show that? It's like you didn't have to show that.
Because there's men going to see this movie.
She honestly
We need this.
She honestly
was single dudes need this.
She honestly wasn't as bad as I thought she was going to be in it. Because she ruined the Transformers movies for me. But she definitely wasn't as bad as I thought she was going to be. But that made me cringe.
One thing I was doing my research today. Looking on IMDb, the woman who played the original April O'Neil is going to make a guest appearance in this one.
What?
Really? Yeah, I was looking at the
That's
cast
pretty
list
cool.
and she was in there. I was like, what?
That's pretty cool.
That will be cool. I wonder, she'll probably play like a boss or something.
Yeah, probably
at,
like a little,
the,
little character.
Yeah.
You don't need to sexualize April O'Neil.
No.
Just
the yellow jacket.
No, yeah.
Like
she,
that's
I don't think she, did she ever wear a yellow jacket in the first one?
I don't know. I gotta watch it again.
Not the original.
Yeah,
original,
she did.
But the
she did
the newest
she
one.
Did.
She
Megan
did.
Fox did.
Yeah, she did.
I can't tell.
I liked Will Arnett in the first one, so I'm happy he's back. Whatever character they created for him, I'm happy he's back. So another argument I got
like
in online today. Yeah, I got an argument online today about the first Ninja Turtles. I don't think we've ever talked about this.
We've kind of over a little bit.
The new reboot. There's a guy online saying that it gets so much hate. And any movies nowadays get so much hate from people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, trolls or whatever, but just they gotta complain about everything. And, like, saying, Shredder was a big robot. He was, like, Megatron or, like, a Transformer. And the Foot Clan soldiers weren't ninjas. They were Call of Duty wannabe just thugs. And there's no character development in the movie and stuff. I kind of said, hey, listen. There doesn't need to be character development in this movie. It's a Ninja Turtles movie.
You know who they are.
It's a kid's cartoon. You don't need character development.
These are. It's not like they're new characters where we need to establish what they're coming from. We know Ninja Turtles. It's an established. We know.
Well, his problem was there was no character development of Shredder. You don't need Shredder character development. We've had 25 years of character development.
Yeah.
We don't need that anymore.
He's evil.
The thing you need to get right in a Ninja Turtles movie is you need to have the turtles and their personalities and their family unit with a Splinter.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You don't even need April O'Neil. Not really.
Yeah. You can take April out, and you don't even need April. You need the turtles, the personality. You need to nail the personalities. You need to nail the family unit. You need nail splinter. That's what you need to nail. Yeah. Anything else can be what. So I really like the reboot.
Another thing, do they have? Did you just notice they also had Baxter?
I was getting passionate. I'm sorry.
He got pretty heated up on his soapbox.
You need to nail Splinter.
Levi.
You just need sorry, to nail him. You gotta nail his perfectly, or everything else just falls apart.
Yep.
But what were you gonna say, Tommy Two Stars?
They also introduced Baxter.
Yes.
So which means there could be possible Mausers.
Yes.
Tyler Perry is in it, so Madea might be in it.
That was pretty cool. I thought
Madea goes to the Turtles.
Tyler Perry was a perfect choice for the character.
In my streets. Turtles. Gonna make some soup. Tyler Perry's
that's kind
Ninja
of a
Turtles.
Weird choice, right?
Yeah, kind of. Tyler Perry's Ninja Turtles.
Or
Tyler Perry presents Ninja Turtles.
It'd probably be huge. It'd probably make a lot of money.
It's gonna be huge.
Medea Splinter.
Y'all don't need weapons. You just need a gun.
I like the original Ninja Turtles, the reboot Ninja Turtles. Did you like it?
I did like it. I've only watched it once all the way through. I gotta watch it again.
Did you like it, Leviticus?
At first, I held off the longest time to watch it because I'm such a huge fan of the originals. I was a little bit skeptical of the way that they made them look.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. And the Shredder robot scared me for a while.
Well, I didn't care. The Shredder was okay. That was whatever. But just, I don't know.
How weird they look.
I thought that you could have taken, literally, you could have taken the original Ninja Turtles, those suits, and still put them in a movie today, and it still would have been amazing.
Those suits are pretty great.
Amazing! So that was kind of that kind of held me off from watching it for, gosh, it was out for DVD forever until I went and watched it. Yeah, and when I did,
it came out last year.
Yeah,
when I did, I was happy with it. I still was kind of like, I don't really care that much for the way they look, but they did capture the personalities really well. The animation was still good. It wasn't cheesy or anything like that.
Dude, I just love how hardcore, like, they were just like...
I don't care for Megan Fox as April. I think they could have casted that way
somebody
differently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't really care for Megan Fox at all. So
I agree. It's not a perfect movie.
No.
But it doesn't... But in a point I made to that guy today...
She's not the main character, though.
It doesn't need to be a perfect movie.
That's what you want to get right, is the Ninja Turtles.
It needs to be a fun movie.
It was a fun movie. The first one was awesome.
The second one looks fun. Like, that trailer? Oh, like, this is going to be fun.
That's pumping. Yeah. That pumping action.
Well, and it was... It's like that with the first Transformers.
It was kind of like that with the original Turtles, too. Like, the first Ninja Turtles movie back in 89, it focused more on April, and then, like, the Turtles, you know, they were more secondary, and then the second one was more about the Turtles.
Yeah.
And April was secondary, so I think that's what's kind of...
when they go back in time. That one was awesome.
Turtles in Time.
Have you watched that any time recently?
There was, like, a year or two where I watched all of
them. It doesn't really hold up.
No, it doesn't. But
the original
really
Turtles
cool.
does. Like,
yo,
I can
watch the first and the second one.
I can watch the first and second one. Turtles in Time is not
the third one. I just have to.
It was okay. I just liked them with the masks on. That was really cool. When I was
Did you see the CGI Turtles that they came out with, like, 2007? It was just all like CGI animation.
No.
Turtles movie. It was pretty good.
Nickelodeon Studios make one or
no?
Else?
Before that.
Oh yeah, that I know what you're talking about.
It
yeah,
was
that
good,
was
right?
that was a good one.
I don't think I
basically
have.
Like there was these old like warlords, and they were all fighting each other, and so one like kind of imprisoned them all in statues because they were going to open this gate to hell or something. So they were so the guy you'd think the guy's trying to collect all the statues to open it back up, but he was actually stopping them from doing that. And he's, like, lived since thousands of years because he was one of the warlords.
And the turtles are trying to stop it all.
Yeah.
Huh. It was good.
It was good.
It was animated. It was before they rebooted the cartoon. Yeah, I think it was kind of their. I think it was kind of their test of, hey, are they still gonna?
But it was also like, if you watch, like, if you know a lot about the Turtles movies, it was a continuation. So it was kind of like Turtles 4.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because like at the very
was
end
it
of the
same
movie,
voice actors or
no? It's just like at the very end of the movie, they like show him. There's a part where he like takes the guy's helmet, the main guy who like tries to save everyone. And he takes the helmet, puts it on a shelf. Splinter does. And next to it was the time-traveling staff from the third one, the ooze canister and Shredder's helmet.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't notice that.
I'll have to watch that.
It was good. I own it. That's probably in boxes.
Also, another thing I saw this week, since we're talking about Turtles, there's a... I can't remember what the name of the studio was that made it, but these people made a fan film, and they're called Turtles Veterans of the Street. And the concept was, it's like... the Ninja Turtles, but they're like old age, and they kept on keep protecting New York, and now they're like older turtles.
That's a good idea.
They kept on, so like it was actually kind of cool because like you could tell like they lost wars because like Donatello had like a fake leg and a fake arm.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it was just like a cool little video. I can't remember where on YouTube, but yeah, Veterans of the Night or something like that.
That sounds Ninja pretty turtles. Cool.
And there's some pretty good production value, and it's pretty cool. It's only like 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll try to watch it. Lots of good movies coming out.
So many. Star Wars.
Star Wars Force Awakens. Make sure you tune in next week. Make sure you tune in next week, next Thursday. We got Star Wars Force Awakens comes out.
We're going to come at you not live.
We got tickets for 10:30 showing. So we're going to do something special. Record some videos. Record a podcast that day. We're super stoked. We will keep it spoiler free.
Yeah.
So you can listen and still watch and everything, and not worry about
it's in
spoilers.
A galaxy far, far away.
But it's just give our review.
There's
on
laser
it.
Beams, lasers. And lightsabers.
Swords.
Did we
made
give
of,
away too much?
Swords made of light.
Expect that. Expect next week to be full of Star Wars stuff.
If we can even speak, we might be so excited. Right? We're just like, what are they talking about?
So tune in next week. Remember, make sure you like us on Facebook if you haven't already, Deep Fried Geeks. Find us on Instagram, Deep Fried Geeks, and also on Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. You can email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Also, any comments or anything you want to talk to us about or complain or whatever, too, I don't care.
No complaining.
We'll take all your heat.
No, please complain. Let us know what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
I guess
what you like, what you don't like.
So we'll take
yeah.
it. Hopefully.
Thanks for listening again. I hope you enjoyed the Emperor Palpatine's
Force Taste Challenge.
And our talk about the trailers. Hope you guys have a good week. Can't wait for Force Awakens.
Oh, so close.
Keep calm and
Force on.
Geek on.
Did you stop it?
No, not yet.
Because we talked a lot with the whole Batman thing.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a spoiler. Like, what if people didn't want to know about Lex Luthor? So maybe we should do, like, just a little spoiler clip it.
Like, what about Lex Luthor?
Well, do you think that's kind of a spoiler? Like, oh, it's his son. It's not really Lex Luthor.
Oh, it's all over the internet.
Okay, that's fine then. Whatever you
it's want. Like,
I can't
it's
even
knowledge you could look up. It's not like, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
So.
No, it's fine. I don't know. It's fine.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.